Menachem Goldstein, Yitzhak HaTorah, 33.
So, amazing sentence. But that Maharal explained the sentence, Gadol Talmud Torah Shemivi Lidei Maaseh, not that this is a way that he will know what to do, saying, no, that's a main power. Why? Because when we compare the spiritual world to the material world, so the main thing which is the causer, the creator, and everything is a spiritual power. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's interesting. That's so interesting. That changes the point of view on life. And these days, as far as the science started to advance, we are discovering that more and more. Why? Because, let's say, they are using screens to check MRI or rentgen rays. These rays you do not see, but that's one of the major way to check the situation of the person. And also when someone ill, so he has to be checked by, let's say, blood check. So normally we are looking, he had the pains on his head, on his stomach. If you are checking the blood, in 90% of the cases you are discovering he has infection. Mm-hmm. Give him this kind of antibiotics and you are advancing. So the real factor is something else. That's the life, not the material. Mm-hmm. Yes, and the life of the person depends. It said on the Torah, ki adam hu nefesh. Yes, so the what gives you life is the blood, and by the blood we are transferring the oxygen to the brain and the white cells to the body to all the directions to the nerves how to operate ourselves, and the white cells are fighting all the enemies and bacteria and everything. So we see that inside the tiny microscope cells, there are things which are the main point, which are the major factor on our activities. Okay, now I'm coming 5-6 lines from the bottom. V'davar ze v'yado ki ha'ilah gadol min asher hu alul. So it's known that something which is the causer, which is causing things to occur, that's stronger than what came out. Yes, so we give examples like someone donating to build hospital more than the one that putting the stones by himself. Why? Because he made the big change by giving this money to the company. Okay, ודבר זה שח לומר כאשר התורה ימו. That will be just when the Torah is by him. ואצלו כי כל דבר פועל במשהו אצלו. Everything is active on something which is by him. So that's why the Torah said on the posuk, ki karov elecha davar meod befilcha uvelevavcha lasoto. Three lines from the bottom. The Torah should be close to us. Ki kasher haTorah karov elecha, when the Torah is so close to you, shei beficha, that's with you speech. You are speaking about that. Let's say like our lesson every day. שאתה חוזר עליה תמיד, you are repeating and learning, לכך היא תמיד גם כן בלבביך. That's why, that then it will be also at your heart. דבר זה גורם שתהיה התורה, that cause, that the Torah will be נעשית בפועל, practical, done practically. כמו שפרשנו למעלה דיבר חכומים. Yes? So not because of the data, to know which melacha of Shabbos is forbidden or permitted. Just because I'm attached to the Torah, so I'm taking this codex of rules, how to operate myself. I have purpose on life. I have a point of view on life. V'kasher, next page, v'kasher, second line already. V'kasher nitrachaku min haTorah, when people become a bit far away from the Torah. She'ena Torah im Adam. That the Torah is not with the person. Ein kan maase mitzvot kmo shenera bedorenu. They saying these days that people are on his time and kol sheken on our time, that people learn English. So they are doing less. We are missing the action of the mitzvot. וכמוכן לא נמצא יראת שמיים כאשר אין יומה תורה. Also cannot be יראת שמיים if person is not learning. כמו שאמרו, אם אין חוכמה אין יראה. בפירוש, וכמוכן, fourth line, לא נמצא, we cannot find יראת שמיים כאשר אין יומה תורה. כמו שאמרו, אם אין חוכמה אין יראה. ופירוש זה, כי העירה כאשר אדם יש לו קירוב אל השם מתברך, אז מקבל עירתו. ודומה למלך בשר ודם, אין האדם מקבל עירתו רק כאשר מתקרב אליו. Okay, so that's I had an argument with someone about this subject a week ago. Yes, when I was young, I thought to myself, okay, I know people who are basically were born like very tzaddikim and humble, midot avot, and I spoke with one of them. He was an old person. He was saying, I don't need to learn Musar, I never harm anyone. Yes? So I thought to myself, is it true or not true? Yes, because it was true that this person was a very good person. Yes, I agree. But his year passed, and I noticed that even this person, when he was under pressure, so he started to function in the wrong way. So that means that we know that Gdoile Torah had to next to their bed, before going to sleep, and before Ma'ariv, or the Shachis, they had fixed times to learn Musa, which is like partly Nesivos Olam, Miselas Yesharim, Sharei Teshuva, Orchos Tzadikim, Michtam Eliyahu. There are many books. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Or Yisrael, there are many books. Okay? So, but it wasn't always, yes? Mm-hmm. There was Rabbi Soyer Salanter 100 years ago. He went over all the yeshivot to convince them to put into the schedule learning Musar, half hour a day. Okay. So in the beginning, he had fighting with groups that claimed this is Bilto Torah. We can learn Daf Gemore. That's the power of the Torah is by itself, is that enough? Maybe the Nesiv HaSolam will agree, because he's saying that if you are attached to the Torah, that will influence you on your morality, yes? But his attitude was accepted, and also she would put that into. But we must admit that this is not working enough. Mm-hmm. Yes? Just a few yeshivot. Normally, most of the yeshivot, it's written on the schedule, but it's not done, and the Gdolei Torah do that. So when he began, people on the beginning, people thought, maybe this person is a Maharet, so he don't know how to learn more, so that's why he's demanding for us to learn more. But he gave lessons on some towns and some once on one of the places before he was giving list of the sources about the sugiya that he's going to speak about, and someone replaced it with other sources. He went to shul, he saw it was replaced, he looked at what all the sources, and he gave another lesson on the new list which someone put instead of his. So people understood, that's not regular person, yes? And that's why he was accepted by all the Gdoilim, all Rashi Yeshivot, that agreed to his demand to put learning Musa. Okay, so when he's young, is tough and cynical, or not so generous or other problems that you can ignore, you can bear it. When he's becoming 80 years old, 90 years old, it becomes much, much worse. Yes, so that's why we shouldn't wait, we should work on ourselves. Yeah. Yes, so here what he's saying, the Torah must be with you, you must learn. It's not theoretical, you know, that's not allowed to steal or to insult someone, but you need Yiras Shamayim, and Yiras Shamayim, just if that's theoretical, that's not practical. Here's a nice example was like Yiras Shamayim, parallel to what we fear from the king. So if you know, on the time of the Russian Tsar, on his time, yes, when the Tsar was coming to the city, so they prepared 1 month all the streets to clean them, and everyone was were standing straight, and all the carriage with the horses were coming, and was big ceremony. Okay, they're like general these days.
All the stones.
Yes. If these days Kim Il Jong from North Korea is coming to visit somewhere, mm-hmm. so will be a lot of preparations before,
mm-hmm.
and people fear for their life. Yes, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is much more. He created the whole world. He can take our soul without effort. You no need command someone else. That's mm-hmm. that's by His will we are alive. Yes, but if I'm not next to the king, I will feel different than if I'm next to the king. So that's why, that is the explanation why we should be attached to the Torah the whole time, because by that we are doime lemelech basar v'dam, similar to human king. En Adam, the person cannot accept his ira, his fear from the king, from the human king, rak asher mitkarev lav, just when he's coming closer. See all the God. All the garters and all the weapons and all the fancy armon, palace. Yes? So, ואין האדם מתקרב אל השם יתברך כי על ידי התורה. Person cannot be closer to Hashem just by the Torah, כי האדם הוא בשר ודם. ומצד שהוא בשר ודם, אין קירוב כי על ידי התורה השכלית. So, because person is material human being, so you cannot come closer to Hashem without the Torah. That's the way to take him closer to Hashem. Yes? ובזה יש קירוב לאדם אל בורו, ואז מקבל העירה. Then he can accept the עירה שמיים. Okay, so learning Torah is like putting our USB to Hashem to be charged with holiness and עירה שמיים. Okay? That's the modern explanation for our machine, which is the most complicated machine, our body. Okay? ואל יעלה על דעתך שאדם הוא נחשב בעל תורה בשביל שימש לפניו משנה גמרא שיכול לפלפל ולסה ולתאם ולקשות ולעקור הרים. Now he's speaking about the Musa. Don't think to yourself that person is considered like having the Torah just because he can open toys for us on the Gemara, Rashbo, Ritbo, Ktzos HaChoshen to make pilpul, negotiate and to make kushiyah and answers and questions. Al tomar ki zeh bal Torah. Don't think that's the ones that are having the Torah. Sharei na Torah imo, rak shu chacham v'yodeh alfalfel. The way that the Torah discovered by him, just his that he's wise and his ability to ask and answer, to make pilpul. Pilpul is like negotiating. אבל מה שייך לומר אליו שהוא בעל תורה, רק אם התורה היא עמו קודם, ויכול לפלפל ולסב ולתם בתורה, זהו חכם בתורה. So if he would be attached to the Torah before making all this negotiating, that's the Talmud Chochem, Asher Imo. אבל שיקרו שם בעל תורה כאשר הובא לפניו שיטה סלוכה והוא מרק שום תרץ בה, מה שייך אליו שם בעל תורה? If you bring him the book and he's asking and answering, that's not בעל תורה. דבר זה אינו כלל, רק שהוא חכם ויודע על פרפל, this is just proof for his wisdom, but not being owner of owning the Torah. ולכך, אם אין התורה עם האדם, אין עירה. So if the Torah is not with the person, so there isn't עירת שמיים. So in Hebrew we have saying, חמור נושא ספרים. You know what's חמור נושא ספרים? Donkey which is carrying a lot of books. Yes? So someone know to bring many citations, but is not attached to the Torah, is like donkey. Yes, not like human being, that is carrying a lot of books. Mm-hmm. There are objects like computers that can know better than him. Yes? Okay. והדברים האלו ברורים, שדבר זה הוא גורם מסתלקות יראת שמיים. And that's clear that when a person knows the Torah and is not behaving like it's written in the Torah, that's making the opposite, that is having less yiras shamayim, because he's becoming proud on others. I know better than you, I know to make a negotiation, I know to discuss, to explain everything. כאשר אין התורה עמנו. לכן, that's why, לומדי התורה, מרבים בישיבה, now he's calling not the people on the streets that are wasting the time. He's calling those for lomdei Torah, sitting and learning at the yeshivot. Chizku v'nishazka ba'a Torah Elokeinu. Let's strengthen ourselves for the Torah of our God. V'im duna b'pirtza hazot. And we will block the broken fence. Yes? V'telchu b'kvos harishonaim. Let's follow together the way that our fathers were going through. All the Rishonim, all the Gdolei Torah, the Tanaim and Amoraim. V'tiyu atem amudei Torah. You, and then by that you will be the pillars of the Torah. And v'tkablu schar kulam. And you will get reward for others that are not doing. Yes, that's major point. K'dechti v'eferu toratecha et la'asot la'shem. V'kiilu aso la'dor kulo shu belo Torah. So I want to explain that. The idea behind the last sentence. We already spoke about paradox. So the two major paradox which we spoke about were that the main world is a spiritual world and not the material world. Okay? Yes? The spiritual existence and not the material existence. And we proved that if you also yesterday. Except of that, there was also what I wanted to say. Except of that, we spoke about that. Making efforts. That by us, we originally could think, to make efforts, that's hard. Why should I make efforts? And the opposite. When I'm making effort, first I'm getting double reward. טובה אחת בצער ממאה שלא בצער. That means 100 times the effort is giving me is considered and more important in front of Hashem. Secondly, that influencing me much more. Yes, something which comes easy goes easy. You know, rich people that got. Win on the lottery, lost it very fast. And people that worked very hard on money, keeping that thinking about before throwing this money. In Hebrew we are saying, Masheba bekalut olech bekalut. Whatever comes easily is going easily, yes? So we see that the opposite, that's paradox, that the opposite of what we think that to have easy life is the best point for us, the best way for us. No, the difficult is making, there is benefit for the effort and the difficult and the hard way. Now we are coming to the third point, here that he is speaking, that we just now he was saying that amdu v'tekablu schar kulam. This is the third paradox. Yes, so people are regular to think, to look aside what Shmerale and Berale are doing. Yes, is Shmerale is also doing that or not? I'm trying to copy other people. Yes, and if I see many people run to one place, so I think, oh wow, that's maybe it's good to go there. Yes, and there is other place which is empty. So I'm thinking, okay, no benefit there, yes. But if I'm looking about the world, so why gold is so expensive, and water not? Because water you have everywhere almost, and gold is something you have to dig. That's just on specific places. That's not easy to get that. Also petrol, benzene, okay. So. Also, what people are doing, so in Hebrew they are saying, "Al telech baderech hara, tzofuf sham." Don't go on the bad way, it's very crowded there. Yes? So we should analyze what's good and what's negative, not how many people are doing what we're supposed to do. And if you will look, so there are football games and basketball games, and 10,000 people gathering to see group of 11 and 11 people running after the ball, and when they are reaching that, they are kicking the ball once again. Okay? Thousands of people. And you cannot find that 10,000 people coming to see next to shul or yeshiva, mm-hmm. how they are learning Torah. Yes, but when you're coming to Olam Haba, the reward is not to watch the football or to sit to watch the letters and to learn the Torah. Yes, so I think if we would learn the Torah in the proper way with Firas Shamayim, with being attached to that, then Amod Vatad Noter Schar Kulam. That means, let's say, Kodesh Baruch Hu has goodness. And our reward. So he is taking in account, and now he's saying, on this, on Friday, this is days that less people learning. And this tzaddik, Moishi, was sitting at the Beis Midrash, and he saw everyone running here and there, and he decided, no, I must learn my Daf Yoimi or my chapter, and to learn Parsha Sheva, Shnei Mikra, Vechat Targum. And he didn't understand that easily. So that took him 3 hours to learn his stuff, regular daily stuff. Afterwards, he was tired, so he went to buy for Shabbos everything, okay. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, okay, regular day, there are 30 people at his Beis Midrash learning. Today was 3 people. So each one of them will get 10 times a reward for what he did. That's Amod, stand. V'ata notel schar kulam. And you will get the reward of all the rest which are missing on this day. Regularly there and not this day. Yes? So I know some Gdolim that they after they made the Kiddush of Motzei Yom Kippur, they went to learn. Say, now no one learns. I want to get everything for the thousands that normally are learning on this hour. So that's the third paradox. I'm repeating. The major is the spiritual, not the material world. The efforts are blessed and not cursed. It's good. And the efforts by the learning. That's giving the mea tova, achat betzar mi mea shelo betzar. And amod v'atad notes char kulam. When don't look on other things, they are not running like me. I don't want to be the fire. No, they are the firing. You are the ones that win. Okay? Okay. Ve'ilu kol hayamim dio. That's nice expression. If all the seas were made of ink, ein adam yachol lichtov ulesaper ma shegaram davar ze. So, and I can't describe and explain you how much this is important, this point of being attached to Hashem and not forgetting the Torah, and how much on both sides, how much reward there is if you are attached to the Torah and you remember and you are having Yiras Shamayim, and how much luck the nation is having when we are not keeping that. ובמקום שהיו בארצות אלו חכמים גדולים אשר כל העולם שותים מהם ובעלי מעשים כמו רשי ורבנו אותם בעלי תוספות, נשמתם תחת כיסא הכבוד, instead of the place on Europe that were major חכמים like all the רישיונים. Well, you know, Rabbi Yosef was like the border between רישיונים and אחרונים. He wrote, before his, the Shulchan Aruch, he wrote two Yosef. He wrote on the tour collection of all the opinions and started to organize. That was introduction to the Shulchan Aruch, like a first step. Okay? So I once took a booklet and I started to write all the names of the Rishonim that he mentioned there. I knew 20, but I came to list of 75. Then I stopped writing. Yes, 75 we're showing him. We leaders on their generations. So, ויש להם מלכים עם חכמי הלב הראשונים, התנאים והמוראים. They have like inner connection with the wisdom of the heart, the ראשונים, ראשונים, all the other ראשונים, רמב״ם, ריטבו, רשבו, ראש, ריף, וסויסף, והתנאים והמוראים on the גמורה. ואתה בארצות אלינו בעוונותינו הרבים והעצומים נשתקך התורה לגמרי והוסרה מהם התורה הן המעשים ואחד סיבה לשני. Saying these days he lived on Czechoslovakia, מהר"ל מפראג, פראג is Czechoslovakia. Yes, I was at Czechoslovakia visiting trip, yes, 2 years ago, maybe 3, yes. There is community of maybe 100, 200 people, maybe 500 Jews. Did one of them finish the whole Shas? No? Mm-hmm. Yes? On Europe, how many yeshiva there are these days? Just a few, Gateshead and Wien, Vienna and some places. Maybe just a few, how many?
It was, what? Maybe?
In France were a lot,
yes.
A lot,
yes.
All Balletesses, Germany, full,
yes, yes.
No, nothing. So he's saying, and think why it get lost, because people stop learning be attached to, in order to be attached to the Torah. וברור אצלי, כי מי אשר יפרוש מזה, הוא מכריע גם כן הכין להחזיק התורה, וירחק ויבטל הדבר שהוא מבטל התורה, לחלות ימי התלמידים בדברי הבל ושקר. He's saying if someone is teaching his students to make the people instead of being attached to the Torah, so it's like wasting the time. And samim lev klash tiyeh Torah semes. They are not searching for the truth. Nisharet imaim. So they cannot come to true conclusion on the end. Alav ne'emar im totzi yakar mezolel kefi tiyeh. If someone is teaching properly with Musar, with morality, how to learn Torah. So he, about him, said this place, that you have the power of my mouth to bless. ומי שמחזיק הדבר שהוא כמו קוץ ומחרוב וסילון ממיר לתורת משה, if someone is making the opposite to teach just the people without Yiras Shamayim, so like a university for Talmud. Yes, there is difference. On the new universities are learning Bavli Babi Kame. By here we are learning Bavli Babi Kame. But what's the purpose? Total different, yes? There it's for the wisdom, to get degree, to get money, and here is to know the Torah. So if that's the opposite, that's like Megalim Panim Batura Shelo Kalacha. They will come to explanations which are not true. Ve'en lo chelek v'nachalai masher zicham l'cheu elam haba. והוא ברחמיו יחזיר אותנו לתורתו אמן. So his blessing that the Kedush Baruch Hu will have mercy on us and will bring us to his true Torah. Amen. Thank you.